Now we go to Sunday, Bryant, FS1 at 3 p.m. Battlehawks will caw and try to lay down the law in the nation's capital, where they write all the laws against the D.C. Defenders. And the D.C. Defenders are 3.5-point dogs at home in Audi Field, a place they have not lost yet, because their first two games where everything was coming up D.C. was there. But all of a sudden, they find themselves a 2-2 team. The over-under in this one is 39. And like we said earlier, Matt Elam gone from the D.C. Defenders. They also have Doran Grant, who did not practice as of Thursday, this live on tape recording of the podcast. So changes at DB could be coming to the Defenders. Will that open it up for Jordan Tamu? Will that entice Jonathan Hayes to let Tamu throw the ball down the field? Or will they rely on their two running backs? Actually throw Keith Ford in the mix too. He looked pretty good too last week, Bryant. But Jones and Michael, they both took it easy in practice. We'll see what their status is. But as of Thursday, those guys were limited or not practicing. I don't know if that's precautionary or what, but so many weapons and so much variety on this offense for the Battlehawks. And with how bad the DC defense has looked, I mean, I don't know how you could pick DC. Even coming home, I have St. Louis winning 25-16.
How can you pick DC? What are the ways you can pick DC? If you look at it in this sense, Alan, St. Louis has played two games on the road, two games at home, like every other team pretty much in this league. And they've performed well at home against two bad, bad teams. What does that tell me? It tells me that when they're on the road and they have to play a team like, the Houston Roughnecks, you know, they might perform, but they get beat. And now DC's headed home where they are comfortable, where they're back home. They haven't had to be on the road for 2 weeks traveling across the country from DC to LA to Tampa. I think Cardale Jones is showing that he is passionate about what's going on, and I think that'll translate on the field this week.
He ain't ready.
Can DC actually perform enough to win this game? I think their defense needs to shape up quite a bit to be that defense from the first 2 weeks of the season. And I just – it's that gut feeling again, and I'm going with it. I think the DC Defenders take first place in this game from the same – what? They from the St. Louis Battlehawks, 25-22.
Wow, you took two outright underdog winners then, huh? With you're taking Seattle and now you're taking DC. You're going bold this week, Bryant. I like that you have the cojones to do this, but are you basing this also on the fact that this is the XFL and we've seen a lot of just from 1 week to another things have changed drastically?
XFL. And anything can happen in the XFL, and it's something that we've seen. Things can change dramatically, drastically, whatever hyperbole you want to use to fill in what we see every single week. Because, you know, like I said, DC, two horrible weeks, and here they are with the opportunity to play for first place. First place and control this division going in to weeks six.
What if I told you that since we put the rundown together a little bit earlier, the line's gone up now to 4.5 for St. Louis? Change your mind? Can we change your mind on another pick?
No. 4.5 is what Vince went on, and that's fine.
It was.
I think that's all betters. That's all better. That's all action. It has nothing to do with the actual spread of the game. I just don't. I'm giving DC the benefit of the doubt. Pep Hamilton is a great coach. We've seen it happen. The players are good. They have the weapons. We've seen them. They just need to put it all together. You have no faith in DC now.
Not to win. I think DC could definitely salvage their season and get back to where they were in the first 2 weeks. I love St. Louis right now. I had people online trying to convince me to put them number one in the power rankings. And I'll admit, I mean, I thought about it for a split second. They're very good. I don't think they're – I'm not putting them ahead of Houston just yet. But the thing about DC is, like, I don't know. I'm not even positive they'll even show up for the game based off what I've seen the last 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Sit down. Are you sitting down? Sit down.
I'm sitting down. You could see me. I'm sitting here comfortably.
Well, stand up and sit down.
I'm sitting here comfortably knowing that I've watched the DC Defenders go out there and let Dan Williams run all over their team – sideline to sideline and then truck them all for a few extra yards. I saw Jacquez Patrick just stand up their linebackers, wait for his O-lineman to push him forward a few extra yards. And then the week before that, I saw them go cross-country and get, what's the word we used? Mollywopped. By the LA Wildcats, who basically had a house impromptu house party on their sidelines as they were whooping on the DC defenders.
Six to the board.
And then that happened in LA. Then last week, I don't know if you saw this, during Pep Hamilton's post-game press conference, you couldn't even hear him talk because the Vipers were celebrating so loudly after getting their first win. I mean, if the last 2 weeks aren't sticking in your craw, if you're Pep Hamilton and the DC defenders and you're that all their fans, everybody involved with the team, if you don't have the biggest chip on your shoulder coming home, if you aren't laser focused this week, if you aren't prepared to at least show up and compete in the game, because you have not done that the last 2 weeks, if you can't go out there and do that this week, I don't know what else is going to light a fire and get you motivated to do it. So I would hope they show up. I would hope they have that fire. I know that you're saying there's no way they can't with all that going on with the team, so I understand that. But then I also think about what they're facing St. Louis, a team, 7 total touchdowns allowed, and 4 of those were to Houston, to one team.
Which says that if a team can get the ball rolling offensively against this team, they'll be able to score. And we've seen the DC defenders. We've seen Pep Hamilton
not
get
even
down there
close to Houston. They don't look
well. But you've also seen St. Louis beat the Seattle Dragons, the New York Guardians, and a Landry Jones-less Dallas Renegades. Now, really, the only team that has been giving them any sort of fit, any sort of competition, was the Houston Roughnecks, and they lost. So let's not give the St. Louis Battlehawks all this credit that they're all this high and mighty team. They faced 3 bad teams out of their 4, especially with the Dallas Renegades not having Landry Jones. So I'm not giving them all the credit. There's no way I'd put them number 1 on my power rankings based on the teams that they've played. This is going to be a good challenge. It's going to be on the road in D.C. D.C. is going to have a big chip on their shoulder. They want to prove to everyone that they're part of the powerhouses in the East. That's why I'm picking D.C. There's too many factors in D.C.'s favor for this game not to happen for them.
And Dallas,
if they don't win, then I'll just never mention it.
Dallas? Yeah, you won't. That's smart. But I'm going to remember you saying this and the Seattle thing today, and I'm bringing that up on Tuesday morning. You bet it. I can't believe you called Dallas a bad team. Not a bad team.
Without Landry Jones, come on.
We'll find out against New York for them. One thing that might bode well for DC is the fact that St. Louis, as good as their D is, they don't hit and sack the quarterback a whole lot. So maybe Cardale will have some time to breathe and be cool and smart with the ball. Maybe lift that Sonic the Hedgehog curse. I don't know. But I got a 9-point win for St. Louis in this one on the road. Bryant, what did Jake and Vince say?
Jake, Vince has the DC defenders with the plus 4.5, excuse me. And Jake is with you, having the St. Louis Battlehawks win this game straight up. So we'll see. So far, friend, you and I are complete opposites this entire weekend. We might not be talking. Recaps are canceled, maybe.
The whole recap of this game might just be me cawing for 10 minutes. St. Louis will travel to D.C. on Sunday at 3 p.m., and that game will air on FS1. It is for XFL East Supremacy here in week number 5.